This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting another U.S. shooting. At least 20 victims are reported from a shooting at a handicapped training center in San Bernardino, California. It is not yet clear how many deaths have occurred. The local sheriff's department says as many as three shooters may be involved. A police spokeswoman says the suspects were heavily armed and possibly wearing body armor.
We've heard multiple victims. San Bernardino City Fire is also on scene. As you can see, there are agencies from all of our local agencies that have come in to assist us on this in hopes that we can get this resolved.
That in San Bernardino, California. Russian Defense Ministry officials Wednesday presented what they said was proof of Turkish involvement in illegal oil trading with the Islamic State group. They accused top Turkish officials, including President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and members of his family, of complicity in the sales. However, at a news conference, Deputy Defense Minister Anatoly Antonov presented no actual evidence that Mr. Erdogan or any member of his family has been involved in trading IS oil. In Brussels Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the Iraqi government was briefed in advance of Defense Secretary Ash Carter's announcement that teams of U.S. special operators could be in Iraq in a matter of weeks. But Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says Iraq does not need foreign combat troops on the ground. He said special operations must be done with the government's approval and in coordination with the Iraqi forces. Kerry expressed strong support for Mr. Abadi and said Wednesday the U.S. plans are being carried out with the Iraqi government's full consent. France's interior minister says police have shut down three mosques and have arrested 232 people under emergency laws passed following last month's Paris attacks. This is VOA News. Cameroon says its troops have killed 100 Boko Haram militants and have freed 900 captives that were held by the Nigeria-based militant group. The defense ministry says soldiers killed the militants and rescued the hostages during an operation last week along the Cameroon-Nigeria border. There has been no independent confirmation of the claim. British lawmakers Wednesday debated Prime Minister David Cameron's request for permission to take part in airstrikes against the Islamic State group in Syria. Mr. Cameron appeared in Parliament to make his case, saying the airstrikes would be part of a wider strategy to overcome the militant movement. NATO has formally invited Montenegro to join the alliance, its first expansion since 2009. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg made the announcement Wednesday during a meeting of NATO foreign ministers. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says Afghans coming to Germany in pursuit of better economic circumstances will be just sent right back to Afghanistan. Speaking to reporters at a joint news conference with visiting Afghan President Ashraf Ghani in Berlin, Ms. Merkel said Germany would meet its humanitarian obligations for Afghans who are in acute danger. U.S. Central Bank head chair Janet Yellen says she expects the U.S. job market to continue improving and the rate of inflation to rise closer to the Federal Reserve's 2% target rate.
The U.S. economy has recovered substantially since the Great Recession. The unemployment rate, which peaked at 10% in October 2009, declined to 5% in October of this year.
Yellen spoke with the Economic Club of Washington on Wednesday. The Taliban is denouncing NATO's decision to extend its mission in Afghanistan. Ayaz Ghul reports.
In a statement issued Wednesday, the Islamist insurgency reiterated its resolve to continue the Taliban-led jihad against what it calls the country's occupation until the last foreign soldier leaves Afghanistan. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday the alliance will pledge approximately 12,000 troops as part of its Afghan Resolute Support mission. Afghan Foreign Minister Salahuddin Rabbani welcomed the extension, saying it will help Afghanistan grow as a stable, prosperous, and democratic country. Ayaz Ghul, Islamabad.
U.S. Senator Ben Cardin is calling for redoubling of international efforts to support a political solution for Burundi. He said the United States should help the African Union finalize contingency plans for an African-led mission to prevent violence in the country. Participants at the United Nations Climate Change Summit outside Paris are exploring the impact of natural disasters on the world's most vulnerable people today. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B,